Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Clippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Who talks less coming up? We're going to try to get to as many calls as possible here and get your voices heard before we read your emails. 844-999-OLA.
By the way, a comment just came in. Have you ever done a serious show? Like, no, not really. I mean, that we try to avoid
serious
that.
Serious moments.
So someone says, Thrill, I would say the show after we lost Chris Cornell was definitely a serious show.
That was tough.
Thanks for bringing that up. Man, I actually feel worse now. Yeah, that was tough.
The show where I had to go home and think about sunshine. That was another one.
That was sunshine burning up in hell.
Yeah, dog. It's pretty rough for me.
See you in hell, sunshine.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I've been thinking about things, you know, with so many things, life experience plays a role in so much. And I think one of the unfortunate things is that most people in the United States, white people, don't have a really good life experience with someone of a different race. And you can have a neighbor or a coworker or somebody that you go to school with. But very few people have an interaction where it's long-term, it's ingrained into their life, where they have to trust that person. They know them on a social, emotional level that's deeper than something that's just surface. A relationship that lasts a very long time, where you have to trust that person on a level that's deeper because it's ingrained into your life.
I would agree with that.
And unfortunately, we're so segregated that those experiences happening organically is very difficult.
I want you to think about something else, too. When I talk to my friends from back home, they have a much different view of the world than I do in general.
Oh, sure.
They're still talking about the fact that West Virginia should have been in the NCAA basketball tournament, that they're getting robbed of their football, that all these things are not happening in a very small college town. The college kids aren't going to school. The economy is suffering, all these different things. It is a different perspective. There's a reason why when people go into the military, when people move, when people go on missions, if you are a Mormon or whatever, and you see different things I think the most important thing is you need to experience other things and not that it's not wrong.
That's why I sleep with monkeys.
Yeah, it's not wrong to be brought up in a hometown and never leave and to stay there and everything else.
No.
But it does limit, you know, your knowledge about how other things work, how other cultures work, how people work. You know, the United States, in Europe, they break it down into separate countries as far as where are you going? Here's what you're going to experience, because when you go to New York City, it's a lot different than if you go to Texas, and it's a lot different than if you go to California, and it's a lot different than if you're in Arizona or, you know, you're in Detroit.
We're one of the few countries, to our credit, that's big enough for that to be an issue. In fact, when I was in Europe last year, it's one of the things every European said. They said, look, I said, Europe basically is the size of the U.S., so going from France to Spain is going from Texas to, say, Nevada. But in the States, you're still in the States, you know, but you have much different things to do. If you live in Nevada, you have desert life, right? If you live in Florida, you have swamp life. If you live in Minnesota, you have cold forest
ice life.
But somehow, and up until, when I say recently, I'll say the last 30 years, we still found a way just to come together to figure it all out. Like, wherever you were from, you still come up with something to work for the greater good. But the only people that have benefited, the only people that truly benefit from anything that's segregated or any kind of racial tensions, anything, because it doesn't help black people, doesn't help white people, doesn't help brown people. The only people that benefit from this, honestly, are politicians that would choose to exploit it. It's not all politicians, but there's a lot of politicians that exploit this, and it helps them get elected. Right? Who else?
This American experiment where we have everybody together in one geographical place is all good and well, but we're having trouble because, if you use the European example, the French people are kind of staying in their French area, the Spanish people are staying in their Spanish area, you know what I mean? And that integration is not occurring on a deeper level where people are in their interactions with people of a different race, where they truly have to trust them on a level that is deeper, where they have to know that person has their back in a way that a family member does.
I think
and people don't have those experiences that are organic and that happen within their life because of how segregated we are.
Yeah, but also people at a certain point have to not just distrust people.
Now,
look, I'm going to go down a darker route, but like, just because you haven't had a black friend doesn't mean when they say, hey, this happened with my interaction, you go, well, that's never happened to me. That can't be true. On the same token as you can have terrible, terrible people that abuse people and everything else, and they'll be super nice to you. You'll never know that side of them. But I trust the victims.
But the rooted racism that's throughout the country is going to be there if those positive experiences aren't had by individuals on a deeper level. Because if they don't have those experiences, they're going to revert back to the rooted racism that has been ingrained throughout the country, unbeknownst to them or not. Those experiences are what people have helped shift that mindset to a different place.
You know, but it's weird, too, because, you know, you talk to New York City is always a great example of it because so many people immigrated there back in the day. Right. But it was the Russian neighborhood, the Italian neighborhood, the Irish neighborhood, the Japanese
neighborhood,
you name it. But it's like, you know, in these neighborhoods, you know, they had two of their own newspapers. Even so, there's the New York Times, there's the New York Post, but also there's like the Russian New York Times or whatever they called their local paper. But at some point. But New York City became a launching point, right? Like, that seems to be where it started. There's all these neighborhoods. And then it kind of just blew out from there, and we spread across the country. But he's right. To a degree, a lot of people tend to stay in these little pockets. And, you know, obviously a lot of it's distrust. A lot of it is, you know, you have grandparents
telling
you
horrible interest,
things.
Right.
And look, it could go the other way, too, right? I won't say where or what town, but when we first moved here, we did an event at somewhere. And I grabbed Thrill, and I said, I am scared. I said, I haven't looked at this many white people from the country, right? So, like, I grew up in a city environment, so it scared the crap out of me, you know? Like,
you used to be afraid to go in the woods. Now you're, like, camping, peeing on bears.
I remember that moment, too.
Right.
Ted's like, hey, man.
Right,
and I'm finally telling Ted, we're fine.
And pee on bears.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, so you're right. Environment does have a lot of effect on it. Yeah. As far as I was concerned, you know, you left the city, you were dealing with...
You don't know.
Right, and that deliverance stuff.
What are your thoughts and feelings about what's going on? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Owen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
Well, I just appreciate you guys calling. You know, when you first came on and we found out we were going to talk about this, I was a little bummed, but I wanted to call in and give my opinions. But when I think it was Thrill who said that oftentimes you don't get to interact with the news and actually give your opinion in this way, I was actually... pretty excited about it. So I want to thank you guys for giving people this opportunity.
People are so happy.
Yeah, they're really loving us. This is not a guaranteed future repeat. Yeah,
We're playing this show again tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's too real happy with us, but you know what? F them.
Well, I think it's just good to have the communication back and forth, you know?
Oh, we do too. And look, like anything else, we would rather talk about farts. I mean, trust us, we need the escape too. We read the news.
Well, I think, you know, we've experienced another heinous example of police brutality in this country and the murder of a black man by a white police officer. I think it was one of the more gruesome examples that we've seen lately on camera, you know, the 8 minutes and whatever we want to say. The responding outrage has been completely justified. I don't think any reasonable person can deny these atrocities and that we need action and justice for those who have been victims of this kind of behavior. I find it hard to ignore... the climate we've been in for the last almost 3 months about how, you know, we're supposed to be doing so good social distancing and staying 6 feet apart. And I don't know the correct answer on how to handle this with these huge protests on the daily.
It's a bad storm. And I mean, they just based on timing, it's obviously this is not the right time, but this is the right time. You know what I mean? It's
right.
It's one thing is important, the other thing is important. Both of these things are very important. I mean, obviously. But as Ted was saying, in a couple of weeks, we're going to find out that, you know, more than likely, infections have spread. If there was a flattening of the curve somewhere, it's going to maybe go back up a little bit. But you do understand why. So I think, you know, if anything, you know, this is the reason for not necessarily following all of those rules. And it's not going to be good in a health perspective. Obviously, we know that. But
I mean, most people are still wearing masks.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
True.
Which is good. But yeah.
Yeah, but it's still a lot of close contact with a whole lot of people and people coming from other places, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
What are your thoughts and feelings about what's going on? 844-999-OLA.
Right. And I mean, that's the other issue, too. There's just a different tone when people have protested this as opposed to going to state capitals with firearms.
Yeah. Right. And I've read a few things, too, about just things have been going on for a long time. A lot of it, you either believe the person involved or you don't believe the person involved. But the fact that we're all walking around with cameras on us, the fact that we all have the ability to film video, to take pictures, whether, you know, and hold people accountable for their actions, you know, is different than hearsay. It's different than, well, this person said this to me. Well, prove it. You know, right. now we can view it, we can see it, and as much as that is hard to do if you get on social media and actually see what's going on, it still is one of the most important things, I believe, that really changes the game as far as, look, this is happening, now you can see it, now you can hear it, you know, there's no excuses. So as much as I hate my cell phone at times, there's a lot of good that's coming out of that as well. And that really changes the game, I think, as far as people being able to report things and say, hey.
It depends who the person is. Because my phone is cracked, and honestly, if you use the lens on it, everything kind of dissipates.
There's spiders.
So even if I did it, like, this is the most atrocious thing I've seen. I'd be like, dude, honestly, we don't know what's on the video. I could have a picture of an alien having sex with a baboon, have it on video, but because my screen is cracked, you wouldn't know. You might hear the sounds, and I don't know what extraterrestrial baboon sex sounds like, although now I am curious.
Yeah.
Go home.
Right.
Exactly. It's also crazy, too. Did you ever think we live in a time when the government was like, it'd just be like a non-thing? Yeah, yeah, aliens are real, anyhow.
Right. Yeah, this would be the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, UFOs, that's real.
That's real. Right. Yes.
Anyhow, moving on.
Yeah, and thanks for letting us do this today, and thanks for calling, thanks for emailing and all that stuff.
Even the people bitching.
Now you know why we don't do political talk radio.
On the old AM dial. Well, you already have your opinion. Not learn anything new.
Now get ready for some on-point accents.
That's right. Here come the dirty Germans.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I have a question. What are your thoughts and feelings about what's going on? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
All right.
right, I'll read a couple from today, and then we'll get on to wishing people a happy birthday, because people are still celebrating a birthday today. All the Men's Room crew, so I'm not in the business of studying media ratings or demographics. Given you guys the music that you play, the majority of the callers you have, I picture something different, mostly white, entitled Red-Blooded Listener Base for Your Show. I knew instantly that today's show was going to make a lot of your listeners uncomfortable and upset. I don't believe that to be true.
There are a few people out there complaining, but to be fair, most of the complaints weren't so much about the topic itself. The complaints were, hey, man, we come to the show to get away from it. And let me be very clear, so do we.
Yes.
No one enjoyed this.
Yet you persevere. I appreciate you. I respect you. I thank you. That from Alex. Thank you for the nice email there, Alex. One more. Good afternoon, guys. Thank you for today's show topic. My sons and I have been doing yard work for a few weeks. Listen to the show each day. Today's been great. We've had so many great chats during the breaks. Some great calls today, especially the first one set a great tone of the day. Thanks again. That from Rick. All right. Let's move on to the birthdays if we could. Hola, everyone. My son Braden turns one today. Although he's not quite talking yet, he loves The Simpsons. So maybe a Homer Simpson fish sandwich and a Suck It Up cupcake, since he will be devouring some here soon. Much love from Dad, Mom, and Big Brother Noah.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
So suck it up, cupcake!
Hello, Michellas. It's our lovely daughter Chloe's 11th birthday. Could the Germans please wish her the best birthday ever? She is 11 years old. Love, Dad, and Mama, rock on.
Yeah, Chloe, we wish you a very happy 11th birthday. But because you're only 11, it will not be the best birthday ever.
Yeah, happy birthday, this is Chloe. Hope you enjoy your dancing.
Was that a Chloe dancer joke?
You're darn right.
Yeah, mother love phone jokes. Yeah. Germany.
Double hockey sticks?
Yeah.
All those stuff.
Okay, today's my son, Nick,
that was
a.k.a.
Too deep. You lost me.
What's that?
Double hockey sticks?
Yeah, 11.
Oh,
yeah. Like when kids spell hell, right. H E double hockey stick. Right.
Exactly. I was like, I really like Mother Love Bone. I don't remember that in a song.
Double hockey stick. Double hockey stick.
Today's my son Nick, aka Frank and Beans, 16th birthday. We're very proud of you, especially the fact that you haven't had an absence from school in over 2 months. So can he have an Andro penis and an original barbershop quartet fish sandwich? That from the old man.
Andro penis.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I got it right. Andro penis. Can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Andro penis. Patolas, I'd like to get a birthday shout out to my husband, Brandt. He is 44. And our daughter, Allison, who is turning 5 years old. Can I get a original fish sandwich and throw in a Suck It Up cupcake? With much love, that from the lovely Nicole.
Fish sandwich, oh, suck it up, cupcake!
Chicken and a biscuit, bitches.
Can the dirty Germans please wish my friend Emmy Lou a happy 34th birthday while talking extra dirty about her excessive bicycle riding. Thanks, guys. We love the show. That from Cassandra.
Oh, yeah. If you ride this bicycle so often, I know which muscle of yours is the strongest. Right between the legs, I will provide the seat.
Yeah, this time you can just ride this bicycle and I will be this banana seat.
Yeah, in fact, I will act like bicycle, but we'll say the seat has been lost.
Yeah, these thighs are hurting.
Patello's happy birthday to my best friend, Meg. She would love an original fish sandwich. And you guys talking all over yourselves about pugs. Thanks, guys. That from Meg number two.
Fish sandwich.
Pugs.
Think about pugs, just this, man.
I'm not kind of strange looking, but
yeah, run with them.
Every time I see them, I can't. They remind me of Danny DeVito.
Like
the
one pug.
I cannot explain it. I swear to God, that's a little bit.
That's what he does.
It's better than Chihuahua.
It's like a throwback. It's like a little
weird looking.
All the Bajolas want to wish my best friend, Brother Victor, pronounced Monkey, happy birthday. He's 32 today. Can you all do some of those monkey sounds you have there? And the dirty Germans talking about what they'll do with his long arms and legs. Thanks again for all you do. That from Manuel.
Yeah, if your arms and legs are that long, it would be great for you to wrap some around me twice.
Yeah, maybe you can just stress relieve me from across the room.
Yeah. We can sit the opposite ends of the dining room table.
Yeah, go gadget on.
Good luck with this one. But Cholas, it's my beautiful wife, Jenna's dirty 30 plus one. She is a dog groomer. She has to deal with a lot of dingleberries. So how about the dirty Germans talking about shaving furry backsides? Thanks for everything you do, guys. That from Paul.
Oh, yeah, I have great news. I have a very furry backside. And, yeah, lots of dingleberries. And also, I have rabies.
Yeah, I understand this problem. I also enjoy soft toilet paper.
God.
It's bad these days. The toilet paper I'm getting, man. I'm telling
you. Why do you keep buying it?
I blow my nose and my whole face is covered in, like, you know what I mean? Like, just.
I think it's worth it, though. I want that comfort level.
Okay.
The dingleberries are worth the comfort. Well, just remember this, son. Maybe, if I don't teach you anything else in life, I want you to remember one thing.
Are your hairs on the backside longer? Maybe mine are too short. They just grab on to everything. You know what I'm saying?
I'm thinking you want longer butt hair. As far as if you have to have a hairy ass, I'm guessing that longer hair would produce fewer dingleberries.
I would assume so.
Like when I have stubble.
That's when it really catches on.
But if I were to just let, you know, like the beard grow, it's not so bad.
I have to be careful. Sometimes I'm like a dog and I'll spin.
What?
Like, if you're sitting there and you stand up to wipe, I don't know why, but I'll try to miss
one. Really?
Like and I'm like, stop. In my head, I'm like, stop doing it.
Stop.
That is weird.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
That is strange. And you're shirtless.
Yeah, well, I'm looking for protection.
Gentlemen of Wabin, I would love to wish my buddy Dan the man a birthday request. He is a hardworking electrician, so he doesn't know who did this, but they really effed it up. A great father, husband, and friend. Can he get an original fish sandwich and the Dirty Germans talking about being an electrician, please?
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being the electrician if you like sparks, because sparks will be flying tonight.
Yeah, and you get to use that cool line. You want me to charge you up?
Yeah.
You want me to juice you? You're about to get 4 watts of action.
Yeah, and you'll be going, om.
Wow, some electrician jokes. Happy 34th birthday, my son, James.
Miles Avery Direct.
He is a big fan of the show and a great son. Can he get a bong hit and a barbershop fish sandwich? Keep up the great work, guys. That from Michael.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side. I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon. And at night.
Hold on, Matola's. This one is from Flavia.
Flavia?
Flavia.
Not Flavia.
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 Today's my 35th birthday, and I'm spending it at home with my dog and husband, drinking a lot. Can I get in? Your penis is too small for my husband and the Dirty Germans talking about getting dirty in Vegas after COVID again. Thank you, guys. That from Flavia.
Yeah, there's nothing to do in Vegas besides get dirty. By the way, your name is also the name of the substance on your bed sheets when we are done.
Yeah, it's Vegas. If you don't get dirty, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
The simplest way is to start with one of those giant frozen drinks.
Yeah, and then cover your sheets in Flavia.
I know. Yeah, so you know, in my day, we call it flan.
Hey, my rock and roll will never die. Guys, it is Miro here. Been a listener since the mid-70s. I reckon I'm 62 today, so if you could give me a birthday shout-out, that would be great with a major bong hit. I haven't been making that sound myself in a while, so keep on rocking, guys.
That's fun.
Drop the beat.
Hi, guys. Here you go. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweineflash.
Couple extra emails here. What I used to have, guys, I was in possession of a box of wedding memorabilia that belongs to my wife, who I'm separated from. Dried flowers, napkin sets, etc. That box was in a tote. Well, we got into a big fight, so a few days later, when she grabbed some of the stuff off my porch, she found an empty tote. She assumed that I had destroyed it, my intent, so she threw my yearbooks in the fireplace. She says, he's going to burn my memories, I'll burn his. I found out she had done that a few days ago, which was a few days after I got back and gave her the actual wedding memorabilia. Guys, I've got some positivity for you. What did you used to own? When I was about 12 years old, I got to babysit a juvenile raccoon, a raccoon.
You got to, yes.
For a couple of weeks. It was the most adorable little guy ever. The woman who was rehabbing it had gone on vacation, and since I had been volunteering at the place, she trusted me to watch him. I kept him in a dog crate and had to get a padlock because the raccoon was using its fingers to unlock the latch. It was adorable, but finding a raccoon going through the stuff in your room at 3 a.m. sucked. The rehabber eventually came back from vacation, and the little guy was released shortly after. He has just been at rehab because he'd somehow been abandoned, and we were just getting him big enough to survive out there on his own. It was a lot of fun. I encourage everyone to volunteer at a wildlife rehab if you ever get a chance.
The wildlife!
That from Tiffany. I don't know if I want a raccoon in a box in my bedroom when I'm sleeping. I'm sorry. I don't know.
You don't know? I know for a fact that I do not.
Yeah, that does not sound
I might be into it now.
Just things.
Mean, just to change it.
Let me see those tiny little hands.
Yeah. A couple other items of wisdom here. Men's room logic is the subject. It says, "Ola boys, if you don't want to be bitten by a shark, then don't get into the ocean."
Amen.
And Miles, if you don't want to be bitten by a king cobra in a wicker basket, don't play the flute.
See, that's your problem.
That from Dave.
I'm only two steps away from that. I got a neighbor that plays the flute all the time.
Ooh, get a wicker basket, see what pops out.
Yeah. Let's see here. Small win or small victory. Guys, yesterday you had a random question. What was your last little win or victory? Well, yesterday was full of huge victories for me. My unemployment finally came through, including back pay. And now, after 11 weeks of trying to get through to the state, Live Nation approved me for $1,000 worth of grants for out-of-work entertainment workers. This is the worst part about this, but he doesn't know it yet. And lastly, I got a frickin' job at an entertainment company that actually has shows. I now get to move from Southern California to Cincinnati.
Ooh.
But it's worth it to get me working again. Yeah. Thanks for the entertainment over the years, especially over the last 11 weeks. That from John the Jumbotron guy. I felt so bad for you, John, when I read that. I know it's a gig.
Oh.
I know that you're... But man...
Have you ever been to Cincinnati?
Man, you can't go from... You could go from like Lexington, Kentucky to Cincinnati.
Cool.
And go, boom! Metropolitan life is right here. But man, when you go from Southern California to Cincinnati, Ohio... Oh, my God.
You could be released from prison and
but
be upset
lived in
that
West
you're going to
Virginia.
Cincinnati.
I would never move to Cincinnati, Ohio. In West Virginia. There's not even salt water in West Virginia. You know what I mean? Unless you got saline in your closet. I mean, this is horrible. I don't think you should reconsider this. Stay on unemployment. Live on the beach. Something.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less?
Yeah! Time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Twohill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck to some degree, but it's up to us to figure out which of the three stories involved suck the least. Now, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook, or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And like you said, we find three stories from the news of awful people doing awful things. And you know what? In these times, really difficult to do. Everybody's been so cool to each other. I mean, it is nothing but good news. It's like a Skittles commercial. I wake up and a rainbow pops in my room. Candy drops out of the ceiling. It's a good time.
I just like that a week ago or something. I brought up one. Even you were like, man, that's bad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, yeah, bro. Look, man. People will need psychological help. So instead, we've gone a... These are still people doing bad things, but they're not the worst things that can be done. And we'll start in Oklahoma. As you know, restaurants are just now getting back on their feet after closing their dining rooms for weeks, thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic. But this restaurant in Oklahoma says a group decided to kick them while they were down. The restaurant, called San Marcos Number 4, it's had its dining room open for less than 3 weeks. And then the owner says that a large group decided to run out on a $150 tab. He said, quote, "When you see somebody not only with food but drinking alcohol and smiling and giggling as they're leaving, well, that's kind of what hurts on a personal level." Now, he did say everything, he says he did everything he could during the shutdown to make sure his employees had work, even if it was just part-time doing the curbside pickup, etc. He also delivered food to area hospitals to feed the frontline workers, and he did that on the house. He said it was just to cheer them up. So he posted surveillance video of the group running out on the check, and we're told one of the women in the video actually called the restaurant saying they did pay for their food. She said, quote, "We were going to pay with card, but he never came back, so we put cash on the table." The video was viewed over 100 times. They did not put any cash on the table. Well, at that point, after talking with the local news, the woman called the restaurant to offer to pay. But she says after a disagreement over social media posts and the story going to the news, she told them to go back to Mexico and never paid the tab. Now let's go to Cape Coral, Florida, where a North Fort Myers man, he punched a police officer in the face after he refused to pay a $17.54 bill from Chili's restaurant.
Oh.
According to the Cape Coral Police Department, 35-year-old Scott Bolton was arrested. And as the story goes, he tried to sneak out without paying the bill. When an officer tried to arrest him, he started resisting and punched the officer in the face. Bolton then grabbed for the officer's taser, trying to take it away. He continued to resist until other officers got to the scene to help take him into custody. But here's the thing with this guy. His appetite to dine and dash didn't stop there. In February, police in the same city, they responded to Cactus Jack's Waterfront Bar and Grill,
where he had been thrown out after walking out on tabs there multiple times. And Cactus Jack's owner says it's especially frustrating right now since the restaurant can only seat 25% capacity because of the coronavirus restrictions. And in March, a month later, Bolson, he left an Applebee's without paying a tab. And after this most recent incident at Chili's, I will agree, I like his selection of restaurants. He was charged with battery on a law enforcement officer, depriving an officer means of protection, resisting an officer with violence, making threats to an officer, criminal mischief, and petty theft. And while we're talking about dining and dashing, we go to Baltimore, Maryland, where a young adult and friends visited a local diner for a multi-course meal. Now, when it came time to pay, one of the men offered the cashier a fake credit card. But before the forgery was discovered, the young man and his co-conspirators, they fled the diner and attempted to flee in their vehicle. At this point, an employee of the diner had chased them outside, attempted to block the path of the car. This proved to be a mistake. The driver continued driving forward, forcing the employee, whose only goal was to do the right thing. He had to dive out of the way and watch the food thieves speed up. Now, thanks to someone getting the license plate of the vehicle, the perpetrators were eventually tracked down. The bill was paid, but they did avoid the attempted murder charges for trying to run over the
vehicle.
Yeah.
Wow.
So those are your three stories.
That is tough.
They're all dining and dashing. We have the diners and dashers in Oklahoma. They ran out on the $150 tab.
Yeah.
We have the single diner and dasher in Florida, although he makes
He's a multiple-time
offender.
Dasher.
And then we have the young guys in Baltimore who, you know, it wasn't just enough to dine and dash. They're going to drive over an employee.
Well, I think, the group in Maryland, not only did they try to use a fake credit card, but they also tried to kill somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You know, over the
tried to run the man down.
Yeah, if you knew you're going to do that, I mean, I'd order everything on the menu. They did escape, but I guess someone got their... So they ended up paying the bill after
all. They did pay the bill, but they avoided the attempt.
And they're the only ones that ended up paying the bill. Is that correct?
So out of these three stories, yeah, they did pay the
bill. They almost killed a man.
But they paid their debt.
I think that if you try to run someone over with a vehicle... Now you can walk out on a $17 Chili's bill.
But do we know if they tried to run him over or the dude was just in the way and as they swerved?
The story that I have here, all right? The story that I have, and it says, thanks to someone getting the license plate. At this point, an employee of the diner had chased them outside, attempted to block the path of their car. This proved to be a mistake as the driver continued driving forward, forcing the employee to dive out of the way. And his only goal
And I'm pretty sure that the person who owned the car wasn't their car. So when they called, that guy who had no idea that his car was involved in this.
It turns out it was the guy who
ended up paying for the bill?
I mean, yeah, I could fathom that, but nobody got hurt.
Right.
Because of that.
And I read part of the story. It wasn't a fake credit card. It was a LIDS card.
I couldn't remember what it was.
Hey, that debate continues on who sucks less.
And Miles, you're right. We got appetizers, we got soup, and bacon cheeseburgers.
How much was your bill?
Like 65, 70 bucks.
And you sure almost ran the guy over?
We panicked. I don't know what he was doing out there. I swerved, but he did have to die.
The debate continues on who sucks less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
All right, coming up here in just 8 minutes, we will drink and we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First out of the men's room newsroom, hot off the press, it is, ladies and gentlemen, our own Mike Hawk.
Hey, hey. All right, Cool Ranch Doritos are finally available in Canada again after a shortage caused by coronavirus. The supply was low because before the pandemic, there wasn't a huge demand for them in Canada. And once it started, suddenly everyone wanted them.
You know what I haven't read anything about is the beer shortage in Mexico.
Right.
Didn't they reopen?
I hope so.
Or start production again, something like that.
I know that the brewery down there basically brews everything.
Right. Modelo, Corona, Tecate,
Pacifico,
Dos Equis,
right. Everything. So.
It all got shut down. Yeah. Did they actually open up? Did you read that somewhere?
Man, I feel like I heard that. Like, either they're going to reopen soon or that they very recently at least started production again.
Good.
And I will say this, man. Try to go to Mexico once a year if I can. We always go to Mazatlan, and Mazatlan is the Pacifico Brewery.
Okay.
And everyone there is loyal to Pacifico because it is everywhere. But what is crazy to me, and I always say there's no way this could happen in the States because people like me live in the States, but when they set up for festivals and stuff, they have this main, like, boardwalk, and there are pallets and pallets for 3 miles, like 6 feet tall, of Pacifico beer, and people just walk by it all day.
You know, it's not like Pacifico.
No, they do. My wife's always giving me the look because I'm always like, look, man. I mean, like, they're 3 miles of Pacifico. I certainly can grab a case and run for it back to the hotel, but yeah, I have not yet.
I'll take the ranch Doritos. I'll take the beer over that as far as the
You don't like Cool Ranch Doritos?
I do like them, but you know, man, you got to know with all
they
the
don't
COVID
get
stuff
drunk.
Going down, they did shut down the Hidden Valley Ranch for a while, so they probably
did
weren't
in production.
Yeah.
Are you, why do you know that?
That's a tough call.
It's not a real place.
Valley Ranch.
Beer, and I tell you what, Cool Ranch Doritos are delicious because now they're even cooler ranch.
And here's the thing, you got a bunch of Canadians up there that are locked in their homes, they're smoking a bunch of pot, they need chips.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they try the ranch crispers.
Mm-hmm. We've been dipping into our box of Canadian goodies now for a few weeks.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, man. A picture from India shows a group of wild macaque monkeys lined up with a perfect social distancing to eat.
I saw that.
Hmm.
And they think that these monkeys have been observing people and for the last however many months, you know, and the way they're absorbing it is, when they stand this many feet apart or whatever it is, like, they're getting food. So now the monkeys, like, they go, you look at this picture, they're all about 6 feet apart.
Huh. Interesting. That is wild.
So Planet of the Apes starts.
That's right.
This is how
social distance
starts.
Monkey see, monkey do, man. They're getting started.
When they start talking, that's when he gives it up.
When they start standing on two legs.
Man, that is kind of weird.
Right. You're looking at the picture?
Yeah.
I mean,
no!
I mean, they're perfectly separated.
Exactly.
All
it is, apart. Man. It's crazy.
Now they'll have masks.
A little personalized mask.
Little banana peels wrapped over the face.
A bar in Spain is
what,
used...
just the man in the yellow hat?
A bar in Spain is using a humanoid robot as a server to bring people drinks.
I saw a video of this, and it is weird.
Yeah, I know somebody who's going to be, like, really uncomfortable with some robot server coming by their table.
If you're bringing me drinks,
it seemed exciting. I mean, it's just strange to look at. It's like R2-D2's coming to your table. He's got a tray, and he just turns, and you take the drinks off, and then he goes back into the back.
He's going to be thrown off.
I'm not going to say who it is, but this person I know has a fear of animatronics.
All right.
And so this would really freak them out.
Let's take them to Chuck E. Cheese. Watch the band
Rainforest
play.
Rainforest Cafe, total nightmare scenario for them.
Really?
Oh, you bet.
I love that place.
Hated it.
I was going to say, eat sushi off a conveyor belt. Have that robot send me a cocktail.
I will say, the one time I went to Rainforest Cafe, I think 25 years ago, whatever, in Towson. I did not know. I didn't know there were animatronics. I knew it was just supposed to look like, well, the rainforest.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there, and it's right before I'm about to order my food. And I see a bunch of stuff kind of across from me fire up, and there's this big-ass gorilla behind me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I did not know that it's going to beat his chest. And I may have had an adverse reaction. Leave it at that.
All right, moving from Corona over to the protests. An influencer has been fired from her job writing for the Washington Examiner after footage showed her pretending to board up a store for a selfie.
She was she grabbed like a drill or something and just then like ran back into her Mercedes.
Good work.
Yeah, she like took a picture with a tool, then told her followers, hey, you know, come on, help volunteer, whatever the hell it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Influencers.
Right. Why is that a thing right now? Influencers.
Because we let it be.
I suppose.
I mean, that's it, right?
You know, you're Instagram influencers all the time. They just take selfies of themselves.
Yeah, you used to be an influencer if you did something and then you found out that it influenced people. Now, like, that is your initial job title.
Right.
Just remember, these influencers are so smart and powerful. They all went to a festival that was fake and paid thousands for it.
Fire.
Thousands.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like a bully is an influencer. Give me your lunch money.
Fair.
I was influenced to hand over my money.
But didn't an influencer basically influence all those people then to go, and then she just got fined or something like that? Like
I'm just saying, like a lot of times, like I don't know, like a lot of those people are just full of ass.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. It's peace, love, and this and that. Like, right. Let me use your hammer for for a second.
A man in Washington, D.C. sheltered more than 60 peaceful protesters in his house as police closed in on them to arrest them.
I saw that.
Yeah, I mean, those people were trapped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't trust that many people in my home. Like, even if I knew them, like, nah, dog, sorry.
Immediately out the back door. Yeah, right.
Sweep them.
Moving on, a woman in North Carolina stole a sheriff's vehicle, crashed it into a lake, and the officer who chased her also wound up crashing their car into the lake as well.
I saw that yesterday, just said it has to be Florida because two vehicles ended up in the water.
Fair. Mm-hmm. The Tesla Model 3 was the top-selling car in California in the first quarter of 2018.
California.
The first time an electric car has been on the top of the list. However, I feel like the electric car hasn't been around long enough for it to actually that be some big, massive accomplishment.
Well, keep driving your car. Not one that people want to drive. I mean, honest to God, the difference with Tesla's electric cars is people looked at it and said,
right,
this looks like a normal car, not so bad.
Exactly.
What was the first one?
The, it was like the Honda Civic.
The Nissan Leaf.
Or the, yeah, there was something where it's like nobody wanted to be seen, in it, not because it was electric, but it looks stupid.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The BMW one doesn't look very good either.
Nope. A man in Santa Cruz stole probably the most impractical getaway vehicle ever.
What was that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. We will take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.